Hi guys, welcome back.
I'm Miguel.
Here's Geek.
And this is Artem. We're the dudes, and boy, do we got hobbies. So today, we'll be evaluating our previous podcast of where we were challenged to make our home pasta. And I'm looking at the results right now from the pictures that the boys have posted, and it looks delicious.
I mean, I think you guys look a lot better than what I... But we'll go into that.
Yeah. All right, Miguel, you can go first, like
Perfect.
Always.
As always.
Yep. No. Oh God. So I, as you already know, I like to go online and find recipes and just follow the instructions. I thought it would have been a lot easier just to Google or YouTube a video and have them like show me how to do it. But I like the challenge of just kind of like figuring it out by myself with like the instructions, of course. I went ahead, I did a egg noodles, I think is what it's called. Because I'm going to make some chicken noodle soup here shortly. So I figured might as well make some noodles.
That's exactly what I did with mine.
Nice.
I just ate it too.
Damn. No, mine will be for like a few days, but my noodles are ready. I just have to cook the chicken and all that other stuff. But so yeah, that was a lot more difficult than I thought, and I feel like I say this all the time. Like you think noodles, wow, like that should be like the easiest part to make. Oh,
yeah,
I know
what you mean.
Nope. First of all, let me start. Basic ingredients, so like simple stuff. Eggs, a little bit of milk, and flour was what I used. I used the electric whisker to kind of get the eggs, the flour, or what's the other thing called? A little bit of milk to kind of like make it blend well.
Doughy?
So
turn it into dough? Okay.
Yeah, exactly. And then I just kind of added flour little by little to, you know, thicken it and whatnot. It did get to a point to where my blender wasn't like, it was too thick. So at that point I had to use my hands, but it was still so sticky. It kept like I couldn't get it off my hands.
Uh-huh.
And the instructions were like, oh, you just keep adding flour until it doesn't stick to your hands. I'm like, okay, that's not really helpful.
Yeah.
So I'm over here just kind of adding flour with one hand and like making sure the other side is like, blending it in. But surprisingly, it almost felt like I was making, cake dough for, cakes. Until I started playing it with my hands, it almost felt like glue or, I don't even know. It was just sticky. Like, you don't think pasta would be like this, but it was.
But it'd be like that sometimes.
Yeah, it'd be like that sometimes. But I don't think there's any other way that I could have done it easier. Maybe you guys found something and then you guys will share. But I think for me, I think that was the most difficult part, was trying to find the right amount of flour to keep adding so that way it wouldn't stick so much to my hands. I want to say it was around 2 cups of flour.
Nice.
Yeah, it was 2 cups of flour that it was at that
point. So what kind of flour did you use?
I use all-purpose.
I see.
Yep.
White flour.
Yeah,
milk, and then
I remember that item. Yeah, so I use all-purpose flour and just regular caged eggs, nothing serious.
Do you know how many eggs you used?
Two.
Mm-hmm.
Two whole eggs. And I knew it wasn't going to be a lot of noodles because I don't like so much noodles with my chicken noodle soup. I prefer more like chicken-y and vegetables and stuff. But... as I was rolling, my first issue was I completely forgot to buy a roller, so I had to use one of my alcohol bottles.
Adapt, overcome. Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, you make do with.
It's
what
not
you
like
got.
You're drunk, right? And you go home and like, you know what? Let me make some noodle and
you
just
you
use
imagine?
Your like.
That's exactly
liquor.
What a drunk person does.
Would,
you're right.
Exactly.
I would
go
eat
home
the raw dough.
Let me get some chicken noodle soup, and I want me to make the noodle from scratch. and exactly what you did.
Right, that's pretty much it. It did come out not as smooth as I would like it. So I think if I do decide to do this again, maybe for like a simple pasta dish where it's like the noodles, a little bit of sauce, and just kind of like maybe some nice bread. I don't know. Maybe if it was a very simple dinner, I could like set a lot of time to make the noodles. Hands down, would do this again. But going back to my making process, I think I added too much flour as I was rolling, or I guess thinning out the dough, that it left like dried patches of flour on my noodles. So when I went to cut it, I was hoping that once I put it in the water to boil or to cook, it would disappear, but unfortunately it didn't. So I ended up having like noodles with like weird, I don't even want to say like fishy, like, you know, when you on the fish, that has the scales and it looks bumpy.
Uh-huh.
It has like that bumpy texture because it wasn't rolled out well. So maybe get a better roller and...
You know, it'd be funny if like all your noodles had like a stamp of like the alcoholic beverage bottle.
That'd be
you
so
used.
Funny.
Yeah,
that would be great. Cause I know it was rolling onto some portions of it, but it's. I mean, the noodles are so small, and the bottle itself is fairly big, so that's kind of funny. You can like customize your own. Like, that's awesome. But yeah, no, I think noodle wise, it came out better than what I thought it was going to come out. Texture wise, is it? I'm not digging it at all. Like, if it maybe was a lot smoother, I would actually like it. But just because of the texture, it feels bumpy. It just doesn't feel, I don't know. It just kind of grosses me out.
I see.
Yeah. So I was gonna say, but the flavor, I actually like the flavor. It tastes like what a noodle should taste like. It's just not how it should feel in your mouth. So, yeah, I know.
Yeah,
that was he said.
So I'll just join you, Miguel. On first thing with, I think with dough making, I 100% agree with you. That was annoying because it kept sticking.
Yeah.
And I guess the thing that I didn't realize, and I guess you didn't realize either, is that I guess the flour, when you mix it with like eggs and stuff like that, it starts wanting to absorb moisture. So once you have it like on your hands, it starts clamping to your hands.
Oh,
but
my
grandmother said, because I got yelled at during my noodle making session, she said that if you just put like flour on your hands, it wouldn't have stuck as much. You know?
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, and then I followed kind of the same recipe like you did, but for me it was 2 cups of flour, 3 eggs, and nothing else. Like a little bit of olive oil, a little bit of salt.
Oh, okay.
But for me that was still too much flour for the amount of liquid that was in there. So mine came out patchy as well.
Oh, okay. See, yeah, but I think it was because I couldn't roll it out. And then I'm looking at Keith's picture, and maybe his ingredient was just something different, but it looks smooth as fuck.
Yeah.
You know, like that shit, like I could slap it on my face and be like, ooh. But.
It's smooth, all right? Eh?
Yeah, no.
But my story, we will tell after Autumn. So, you guys did like noodle. Autumn did pasta, right? And then Miguel did noodle.
Yeah, something like an egg noodle.
With egg, milk. You guys use any water?
No water. I used 2 tablespoons of milk. I want to say around 2 cups of flour, and then 2 whole eggs with just a little bit of salt.
So my grandmother said that with the patchiness, what would have helped is if you added a little more moisture to it. So if like you saw that it was coming out patchy, you could have added like a little bit more milk maybe.
Got
or like he said, a little bit of water. And then it would have mixed a lot better and it would have been a lot easier to work with.
Okay.
But yeah, my next issue is, so what I did is I flattened it out like Miguel did. And then I rolled it and then I cut it. So when you roll it into like a roll and you cut it, it makes like the long noodles instead of like pasta like Miguel did. And my problem then was the thickness. I, being an idiot that I am, completely forgot that noodles would absorb water and then get thicker.
Mm-hmm.
So my noodles came out, like, after I put them in the chicken soup, mm-hmm. they came out fucking thick as fuck. Like, we're talking about some serious thickness here, boys. Like, this is like, you could choke on the noodle right here.
Jesus. The girth is high.
The girth is, yeah. That's what my girlfriend said, too. She's like, you're all about the girth. Yeah.
And that's actually kind of funny, though. Like, I originally wanted to have one of those, like, thick, I don't even know if it's called udon noodles, mm-hmm. where it's just long and it's super thick.
Yeah, that's what Keith did.
That's exactly what I did.
Oh, perfect. Okay, so we'll talk about that.
Well, we talk about noodles and then nobody said anything about what kind of noodles I'll be making, and somehow we all made, like, something related or something like that.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, well, mine's decent
color. Because you guys own white.
What?
Correction, none of us are white.
Deception.
Now that we brought that up, I'm Hispanic. Because, you know, we're introducing ourselves now, so.
Oh, yeah.
I'm from South America.
I thought you were going to explain why you're Hispanic.
No. Yes, you're like, I'm Hispanic like tacos. Because. No, I'm actually from South America, so put people in perspective.
I see.
Did you just snap at us?
I did.
Yes.
Because sassy, and I had a lot of chocolate.
Very Latin American.
Chocolate.
Yeah.
Nobody else is gonna share.
I'm from Vietnam. You know.
Nice.
Like I said before, I'm from Nam. Back from Nam.
Back in Nam.
Back in Nam. There you go.
And I am Russian. So.
There we go.
Jeez.
So back to noodles.
Go back to noodle. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you guys don't have like some kind of bass, like. It's not noodle, right? It's like chicken soup's like thing, right? Can you slurp it like a spaghetti noodles kind of thing?
Can. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it just depends. What I've noticed is like when people think chicken noodle soup, they have like just like the twist noodles, where they kind of like form a little twist and. I'm all for making things differently and just trying it out and see if it works. So if I don't like that specific kind of noodle, I'll throw some spaghetti noodles on my chicken. I honestly don't care, you know?
I see.
If maybe one time I'll make it with chicken broth, the next time I'll make it with vegetable broth, you know? Like I think cooking gives you that wide range of options of how you want things done. And I feel like that's why it's so enjoyable for most people, because you can be as creative as you want. For me, my chicken noodles is just kind of like, I like the egg noodles because I just know the texture, it's small, it's bite size. I like to fill it with a lot of chicken and carrots. So it's mostly like carrot chicken soup than noodle. But yeah.
Do you guys like when you do your noodle? Do you guys do a lot of workout?
Yeah, for me, cause I since last time when we were discussing this, we found out that like not all of us have like the appropriate kitchen appliances. So for me, making the dough would have been a million times easier if I could use the KitchenAid mixer that I have in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
But I actually, you know, in the spirit of healthy competition, I did everything by hand. Nice. I didn't use the mixer at all. So,
even for like the eggs and stuff.
Nope, all in the hands, baby.
Oh,
so that was interesting, right?
Yeah.
But then, like after that was done, I was putting like flour, like kind of like in your pictures, like everywhere to like mix it up.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was like flattening it out and putting it back together again, flattening it out, putting it back together again, and it kept constantly doing that up to the point where like my grandmother came over and she did that like a couple times, and then you know. Discuss the horribleness that my dough was, but
she was like criticizing.
Yeah, dude, she's like, oh my god, you should have just told me, like I would have helped you, and said no, you come over here all quiet. Like,
that's the whole point. Yeah,
but anyways, so yeah, I actually did get a lot of workout in, like shoulders and triceps, I guess. Yeah, and my wrist too, because there's a lot of spanking going on.
Yeah, I was gonna say for me it was a lot of finger mostly, just because I had already used the mixer for the eggs and a little bit of the dough, so it had already done most of the job. I think the hardest part was just kind of finding the right the consistency so that way it wouldn't stick to my hands. So that, I think that was the hardest part for me.
Nice. All right, so So yeah, about my dough making, like Autumn, I go on out with my hand and my my power, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I go overboard. So I did 2 pounds of flours.
No
and
way.
I did with salt water.
Mm.
So I thought because that's how you make udon, right? You make with the water and salts, and mm-hmm. then with the flour. Because I'm gonna like tell all my family to try it, so I make a lot, right?
The thing.
I didn't know is that since you make everything by hand, man, the workout for these things is horseshit. like by the end of it, I have abs, I have back muscle, I have tricep, and my leg was like buffing. Because for udon, you have to step on it, right?
Oh, and then, that's where it came out. Look at that. That makes sense.
Yeah.
You
have to put like a Ziploc bag on it and step on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know why? Okay. You know why you do that?
No, why?
Because when you folded them and you do it with your hand, I almost passed out because it's so hard to do it, because the dough, everything's just goddamn thick.
Yeah.
Yeah. And because do it with your hand, it doesn't work. So that's why they do it with the fit, because it makes sense. You don't have to use that much energy. Mm-hmm. It's just your weight.
I see.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. Keep going.
And then halfway there, right? The my Ziploc bag pop.
Of course it did.
Of course it did. And then I have to use my freaking hand to mash them together, right?
Mm-hmm.
Man, it took me almost an hour to do that. Back and forth.
Yeah.
Now, because I did it last week, and now I still have the back pain and the stomach.
The back pain.
Yeah, it's still there.
Like a single ab left so from old. Last week.
Yeah, I feel like so old, right? I thought like something wrong with me, right? And then when I cut it, you see like on the lung line, everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I cook it to my family. You know what the first thing that my dad say?
What?
No, Nyok say, you know, all right, Nyok is my little brother.
Yeah. Right?
He say that, this is tastes great. Don't worry about it. This tastes great. And he keeps smiling, right? And then my dad tastes it, right? Mm-hmm. My dad start eating because I make udon noodle, yakisoba, teriyaki.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you want to translate what that means?
So it's technically I put instead of the you do yakisoba teriyaki sauce.
Okay.
I put udon with teriyaki and I just stir fried it. So I cook into the udon to the water first, right? To boil them, to cook mm-hmm. the flour, the thing. I mm-hmm. took it out and then I put into the stir fry pan and I cook them too.
No way. Yeah. That sounds so good.
Yeah. And then Nyok say, yeah, it's good, man. Don't worry about it. And then my dad's taste, the first thing he say is like, oh, this bring me back in Nam. I was like, what?
Aww.
And he was like, oh, yeah, in a war town, when we don't have food, we have to eat this.
Oh.
Dude, what a burn. Oh, my
God. I was like, what the fuck? And then Nyok started laughing, and my big brother started laughing, and my mom tasted it, right? Uh-huh. And this is like, you're right. Back when we don't have anything to eat, this flour, that's what we eat. I was like, what the heck?
So wait, what was your...
I mean, that's still a compliment, though.
Yeah, it tasted like something. It connected emotionally with them.
Yeah, so. But I never expect to bring them back to the war time.
Yeah, right.
And that's when my little brother, my big brother, would start making fun of me. They start laughing. Because it tastes like... Well, it tastes really chewy. Because it's udon noodle, right?
Right.
The thing about my udon noodle is that I didn't, because halfway my Ziploc bag popped, so I couldn't step on it more.
Mm-hmm.
So you're supposed to step on it like 2 more times.
Oh, right? Okay.
Yeah. So the texture kind of like hard and chewy, and yeah, it's just on that. So, yep, that's my noodle.
That's kind of shit. They liked it. They liked it.
Yeah, I was going to say, how did you, what was the ingredients for it? You said it was 2 pounds of flour.
2 pounds of flour. Uh-huh. So the math for this is, so every time I do bakery, I do math first.
Mm-hmm.
So math is 50% of the water and 2% of the salt. So if I have 2 pounds of flour, I'm gonna do 1 pound of water, and then 2% of that flour to the salt.
Oh, okay.
I put it in there and just go and start working on it.
And then what kind of flour?
It's just on purpose flour.
On purpose, okay.
Yeah, white flour?
Yeah, it's just white flour.
Okay.
Well, it's not like what I wanted, because when I cut it, if you guys see the picture, it's kind of thick, right?
Yeah.
Man, when it come out, it's even thicker.
Nice.
And then when the first thing, when my brother, like your brother, like saw it, he was like, "What is this? Is this some kind of vegetable? What does it look like?" And I didn't know what to say, so I was like, just taste it, man. He tasted it. It was like, chewy. It's okay, I guess. And he just started eating.
Well, yeah, no, definitely. Well. Yeah.
But still, I never expect to my dad just come back in NAM and be like, "Oh, yeah, this remind me of when we don't have anything to eat. We have to eat this."
Remind me of back in NAM.
Oh,
yeah, because my dad and my mom was born in wartime.
Yeah.
And back is when the communist comes, right? They don't give anything. They just give, like, flowers, right?
Yeah.
And people have to make use of it. And my dad say, "That's what they taste like." And I was like, "Okay, tastes shit." it's not like a udon like normally you eat udon from the restaurant.
Right.
That's what I would say. Yeah.
Because
I think I need to do some more stepping on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to stretch the noodle a little bit more. But too, noodle is a lot of work, man.
Stretched the noodle?
Hmm?
Like on like while it was flat, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, got it.
Yeah. I stretch them out, and then I'm gonna have to make sure I flat them. So you see on my batch, I have two different dough like size, because my dough was so big that I have to cut them in half and try to like flat them out in two times.
Oh, okay, got it. Okay. Yeah, you definitely had a lot of dough.
Yeah, it's way too much.
I mean, he had 2 pounds of flour, Miguel.
What
so yeah.
What the fuck? Yeah, that's all. I mean. Yeah, no, my little thing was just two cups. I went on out.
So I'll be honest with you guys. I don't think this is worth making your own pasta like this. I think it's just easier to buy it from a box. But I did look up some other recipes that you can make this. And I feel like making like stuffed pasta with like something else, you know, like either meat or like some vegetable sauce, and then like baking it would be something that this would be really good for. But I feel like just making like regular pasta out of this is just, you know, like just go buy a box of pasta and boil it, you know?
So
I think so too.
I
to
would
be
have
honest, I
sorry, go ahead.
I think like we could have just bought it, right? But the taste for making crafting like this is different compared to the box that you buy.
It gives
so,
you sorry.
Yeah, you go ahead.
Yeah, I was gonna say, it gives you like so much range of adding whatever flavors you want. Then, because when you think pasta from a box, you don't think flavor. You think, oh, that'll be done in 10 to 12 minutes, you know? So
yeah.
This gives you like this is why I was saying that if I do happen to do this in the future, it would be for a very simple meal where I could put a lot of time and effort in the pasta to make it taste really good. But if, you know, I think if you're making go ahead.
Sorry, with me, I think like the pasta, like if you're making just plain pasta, it's not supposed to taste good. I think the whole purpose of the pasta is kind of be a filler. And then when you put like the sauce over it, you know, for whatever, like let's say you're making like, I don't know, chicken Alfredo, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have like that white sauce that goes over the pasta, but you're not tasting the pasta. The pasta is supposed to be blank. Kind of like when you're eating bread with a dish, you know,
like
the bread
the
isn't
rice.
Supposed to have a flavor.
Got it.
It's just a filler for it,
yeah.
Or like rice, or you know, whatever.
Yeah, but now you have new texture too. Like with the udon thing, I can have more texture to it.
Yeah.
Like you can add a little bit more flavor to it if you cook it right. And,
I think it just depends.
That's what
if
the
you
thing
have
I'm trying to go with, right? I try to make new texture out of the noodle.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually come out with a texture that I was expected, but it's a lot of more chewy than normal udon. But anyway, I mean this is a good way if you want to handcraft your meal, like instead of like buying from the store, you want actually make your own flavor of the noodle, and I think you should do it. Otherwise, I mean, you want to save time, just buy from the store and just cook them up.
Yeah, because at this point, it's not even like saving money. I think you are also spending more time and money making the dough. So I don't know. Yeah, it would be hard for me to justify making dough again, because like Artem said, if you just toss some sauce on it, you're not gonna taste the dough. So unless
Yeah.
the main portion of the meal is like a dough, like how Artem said, like put some chicken inside the dough and then bake it, or fry it or whatever. So then it, the dish, it's the main dish itself is part of the dough, if that made sense.
Yeah, absolutely. And
Yeah.
like, I guess the only justification would be if you make like a ton of it, and like you prep all of it and then you just kind of freeze it for like whenever you need to. But like, I don't know.
Yeah, because the recipe that I had, because how I cut them up so small, it said that you could freeze them immediately and then reuse them. But at that point, like, you're wasting space in your freezer for what? Pasta. Like, I don't know. To me, that doesn't make any sense. Maybe like other people like m pasta more, and they get tired. Cause like for me, if we talk about fillers, and I eat a lot of rice, I have like 30. Okay, let me rephrase. Maybe 22 different ways to make rice. Like I can, because that's what I grew up eating. So maybe people that grew up eating pasta might see it the same way. They're like, oh, well, I can make pasta, 20 different ways. So maybe they would want to make their own, So,
Okay.
yeah. Just...
I see.
That's
Oh, well.
fair.
Yeah, I might do it again.
Yeah.
But not too soon. I still
Not
have
too
back
soon.
pain and all that stuff.
Can't be looking
I
too
might.
buff now.
Yep, I'm gonna get jacked up, you know.
Jack by making pasta. You go to
Oof.
the gym? Nah, pasta,
Nah, bro.
man.
Have you tried making this dough?
Yeah, have you tried making this dough?
By
And
hand?
I think I'll try this again, but I'll definitely want to do like a stuffed like shells or something like that rather than just plain pasta. I think that'll be more interesting and more fun. But yeah, I mean, this was an interesting. I thought, like Miguel said in the beginning, I thought this was gonna be like a piece of cake. I thought it was gonna take me like 15 minutes to do max.
Yep, I
It
straight
did
up
not.
said 12 minutes and then I'll be done. I started, I was like, oh Lord. Dude,
Lord, give me strength.
you
Yeah.
guys don't know how much like time this take. It take me 2 hours to get the dough, right? And have to let it rest for another 8 hours. And then in the morning, I have to wake up early for another like an hour and a half
Oh,
just to roll it
Jesus.
out
Well, yeah, it's
and
because
cook
you were
it.
making 2 pounds of it.
That's
Can you, we
true. You
each
were
need two
literally
cups.
feeding your whole family.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
Well, like I'm probably the only one that's gonna eat this. Travis isn't gonna know, but it's just
My pasta was actually consumed by my uncle and my cousins. They came to visit us apparently this morning,
Oh,
and
nice.
they liked it.
There
So,
you go. There you go.
I'm telling you, man, these fucking noodles—they're no joke, dude. You could, if you don't eat it properly, like Keith said, can you do the thing? But I'm like, yeah, you can, but you need to be careful. This shit is a fucking choking
Might
hazard.
slide down
But
the wrong hole.
yeah, and then you're
Oh
fucked. But it'll be easy to pull it out. Don't worry, like that thing is strong.
Oh, jeez.
No, that's too
Yeah.
funny. So
It's like a
wait,
rope.
I have a one quick question. Did you Keith, did you fold up your dough and then cut it?
No. So yes, I did.
Okay, because
I did.
okay,
Actually,
that's what I
I
was gonna.
folded two layer.
Oh, okay, because here I'm like, how did his look so perfectly like straight,
Yeah, so I folded like I flat it out, right? And then I find a 2 inch or 3 inch,
And then you
then I
like
fold
folded it
like
on top of. Oh
back,
my god, that's
yep,
so
on top
fucking
of the back
smart.
of back and forth.
So smart.
Yeah, and then I cut it out,
Yep,
and
because then that's.
man, but still though, man, it's come out not the way that I wanted.
That's okay. I mean.
That's why I want to do it again, because it's come out not the way I wanted.
Yeah,
And it bring back the bad memory of my dad, my mom. So I was like, "What the hell?" When they come over and they like, I tell him, "Hey, just try it, right?" And then as soon he tasted it, was like, it's bring back memory of them." I was like, "What the fuck?"
think it's bad memories though. I think it's just like the childhood, you
That's
know?
what I'm saying.
Like
But
back in the day,
did you
everybody.
hear the memory about the wartime? That shit is
Yes,
bad,
Ski,
man.
I'm Russian, dude. I
That shit is
know.
bad shit crazy. And I was like, yeah, I don't want to bring that back to NAMM memories. Well, no, sorry, but, guys.
I mean, it's still you. I think you made an emotional connection. I think that's hard to make with food.
I think,
so.
Yeah, that's really important.
Yeah, I guess.
Nobody said shit about my dish. They were just like, yeah, it's good.
It's good.
And then you know what my wife did to the noodle?
What?
She tastes one. She frowned on her face a little bit. She was like, yeah, I'm done.
Oh.
I was like, what? I was like, what? Oh. Wife, you didn't even try it. What's going on here? Show some love. God damn it. Oh, jeez.
No, that's too funny. I'm actually very surprised. I thought she would be more, like, willing to give it a try. But maybe...
Yes, she did. She chewed one, and she'd be like, yup, I'm done. Man, I was like, this is disappointment.
No. Well, I mean, if you do make this again, you know what, you know, to improve on and how to, you know, make it better.
Yeah, I think so. Oh, well.
Yeah, I'm using a mixer next time. Fuck that hand shit.
Fuck that hand shit.
This is why people invented mixers, and this is why I have a mixer. Because this actually is really, I don't know if you guys noticed, but this is really similar to how you make bread dough.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So if you guys wanted to bake bread, wink, wink, this is the same, like, almost exactly the same steps. Except you might need to do, like, more chemistry into it, like, add, like, baking powder and, like, soda or whatever. I don't know.
Right, right.
But, yeah, this is exactly it.
And then at that point, you would have to let it rise for a little bit. But we're not going to get into that. I think this definitely gave us a good experience.
Yeah, this was way harder than that baking thing that we did.
Yeah, I don't know. Which baking thing? I just think that, like, if my Ziploc bag is not pop, and I have a bigger Ziploc bag, I could make it better.
He just goes to the store and is like, excuse me, I'm making udon noodles. Do you have a Ziploc bag? And the guy just like, stop. I know what you mean. Come with me. And then he takes him back to the back room. And then he shows him a box. It's like, extra strength udon noodle Ziploc bag.
Right.
He's like, perfect.
We'll good to step 20. On.
Yeah, can handle up to 100 tons of weight downward pressure.
Or I just buy a machine that's just bow the shit out of it instead of using my leg. Because I have the chicken kitchen at like a whatever machine, right? I never open them up. I never open them up. Maybe I could use them.
Maybe.
Yeah, you could.
I mean, it's there.
I guess. Whatever.
You should just buy like a... I'm sorry, but you should just buy like a thick dildo or something, and then that will do the pounding for you.
funny.
So, how... I didn't, like, check the receipt after I bought the flour, but like, how expensive is flour?
It really is cheap. I got mine for 97 cents for 2 pounds.
No way.
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to say something.
So
like
see that's okay. That makes a little bit more sense. Why it would be something that people would use if you know.
I
don't
see.
Have
you make a lot
money.
Of it, right? Because you can go up the scale. Like there's like unbleached flour, you know. Then there's like the all natural. Whatever brown flour, which is like $2.97
or
like
right.
a pound.
But then at that point,
you know,
it's just
like,
kind of like maybe like health things or people are allergic to certain items. But
yeah, like this flour that I use for my noodles is not used for like a whole lot in my family because they're all about like health now.
Mm-hmm.
So that flour just kind of sits there.
Oh, nice.
And they're like, don't only use it for like, you know. Like kind of like what you did with your dough. Like they'll make a dough with a different flour, but then they use the white flour to like kind of like keep it from sticking and stuff
mm-hmm.
everywhere.
Oh,
but it's just,
I see what you're
saying.
At that
point, it's just a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good hobby to train.
Yeah,
I think
Jesus.
By the end of it, you're gonna be buff, man. I'm just telling you, you're gonna be jack.
I watched the video of this Asian dude making like, I don't know if it was udon noodles or what, but he made the dough, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the dough was kind of gooey. It wasn't like hard like I think mine and Miguel's. And he just stretches it, right? Between his fingers
mm-hmm.
and then flips it and does it again. And you could just see the noodles coming.
No way.
Like, that's it. That's all he did. You know, he kept stretching it left and right. And I was like, damn, that looks so pro.
That's what I should do with my noodle, to be honest. I should stretch them instead of step on it and broke the plastic bag and stuff like that.
You're so upset about the plastic bag, dude. Just let it go.
Hey, man.
Rip plastic bags.
Look at my back now. If you come to my house and look at my back, I have slight on these kind of muscle from the noodle.
That's funny. Instant muscles. I love it. Have you guys seen...
Any final words?
What's that?
Any final words about the noodle making?
Oh, I had think I had a final thought. No, because Keith kept saying stretching the dough. I don't know why I pictured this, but have you guys seen how like caramel or like licorice is made?
Yes, that's yeah, exactly what they did. Exactly.
Okay, yep. Because I feel like if you can just, you know, toss, pull, and then unhook and then toss up again, that would, maybe it would work.
It's gonna create a different structure, Miguel. The noodle gonna be have when you eat them, it's gonna be stringy.
Yeah, it's chewy, very like light almost.
It's very light almost. Yeah.
Yep.
Huh.
So it's actually really good if you actually make it from home, because they don't do that from the noodle from the store.
Yeah, that's a lot of work. They're not gonna. I know. Uh-uh.
I'm just saying. But instead of go to the store and eat them, which in here I don't see any place that actually sell them. Maybe in DC, but around here they don't. So
I think you need to go to like an Asian market or something like that, because I see them a lot. Like,
I don't see the stretch noodle, dude.
Oh.
I see the egg noodle that they sell, like they hand make them. I know. But the stretch noodle itself, I don't see that much. I don't see at all. It takes so much time to do it.
No, for sure.
Alright.
I think that all was right.
Never in my life did I think I could talk about noodles for 37 minutes. But anyways, we gotta move on, guys.
Right, we gotta let it go.
It's long, you? Thick.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyways,
so next topic that we guys are gonna be doing, since we're in kind of a cooking theme, we figured that we'd try something a little different and a little less physically not intensive, I guess.
Healthier. So
healthier. Ooh, too.
Yeah, that's.
So we're gonna
yeah.
be coming up with a mix of fruits and whatever else the hell we want to make a smoothie out of all things.
A healthy smoothie.
Yeah,
for your workout.
Very excited about this.
Yep. So what are you gonna do with smoothie?
So apparently, I used to drink a lot of smoothies made with bananas and milk.
Of course you did. Did you have the little mustache at the end?
I mean, yeah.
Did you even drink the milk?
Yeah. But I went to the doctors like when I was little, and the doctor said like the mix of banana and milk isn't supposed to sit well with people.
Oh.
Like there's something to do with like the two elements. It's kind of a really good like makes you poop basically.
Oh.
Like, pretty quick.
Interesting.
Like it's a really good like stomach cleanser or something like that. Like if you need to like push something out of your bowels, you know, get some milk and
banana.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Or milk and something like pickled, you know, something else.
Got
anyways.
It, got it.
Yeah, so I'm gonna try that because that was delicious. I've also in my university they actually have like a place that makes like milk milkshakes.
Mm-hmm. Smoothies?
Yeah.
Because I think
and milkshakes and all this other crap.
Right.
And they add like some sort of like a powder to it, and I still can't figure out what the hell it was. Because I had it only once, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I had it, and then I was driving home, and then I just felt so awake driving home. I was like, what the hell is happening to me?
All right, here's the rule. If you make smoothie, right, it's at least have to have five ingredients. Five.
That's the rule?
Yeah, at least five ingredients.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I think, because, I mean, would be a smoothie milkshake type thing?
No, I mean you can do oatmeal, with kale, with carrot, with banana, strawberry.
Right.
You know, just design okay. your own smoothie, and you can put some powder, unidentified powder.
I mean, I'm sure.
Like Adam
please
said,
don't.
Go
that
there.
Sounds so wrong.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Powder. I think your thing, the spoon, whatever. They put some cocaine in it. That's make you very awake.
Nice. Most people pay a lot of money for that.
I mean, that's a cheap cocaine then, I'll tell you that.
Right.
I see. But the thing is, this episode, I think for the smoothie-wise, I think we would make something that actually healthy and try to make taste good too.
Yeah, no, for sure. Yeah. I mean, I've considered doing things like this just because it's so easy to prep the day before and then just take it on the go for like a breakfast.
Yeah.
So I think that might be something that I'll do this week. It's just I already have the noodles to make, you know, my lunch. Might as well just make like a breakfast smoothie. like a healthy one, and then just see how that man. goes.
I think we're now
a cooking channel.
Dudes with
it's not really a cooking channel. It's more like try out dude with hobbies. Let's try out some different type of stuff.
Right, right. Yeah,
we're trying to get more specific with what we want to do, because being broad is nice to know, but there's just so many things that we could do that aren't that expensive before we start running out of ideas.
Right,
so we're gonna be more specific from this point on of what we're doing.
Yep, and then the thing with the smoothie, right? A lot of people used to have a hobby of like blend the smoothie for their breakfast, so they change their smoothie like trial every time, and until they hit the smoothie they actually like. And I think this is a hobby too, you know, because you have to do it every day.
It's one of the weight loss programs, you know, they call it the juicing.
Yep, you're not wrong.
Yeah. And then I believe comedian John Panette had this really great skit where he's like, where his nutritionist told him to juice. And then he's like, I'm juicing, all right. And then after 2 days, he couldn't hold it anymore. So he juiced a ham.
Oh, and he just drank the ham? He didn't. Yeah.
He's like, are you juicing? I'm still juicing.
Oh, my God. No.
Oh, my gosh. Well, this is not a weight loss program. It's more like try it out, see if it's good for you.
Yeah, I think putting like smoothie and then like putting maybe like protein powder in it would actually be like a really good calorie intake with a good amount of protein and like almost no fat. And
yeah.
Adding that to your diet would be really good.
I think so too. And I think like instead of powder, powder, whatever, you try to get some of the organic ingredient. If you buy it in bulk in Costco, it should be cheap too, right?
Yeah, no, for and then, sure. And yeah, because like there's so many things that they can buy in bulk, especially for the week. So
exactly.
Yeah, that becomes super cheap.
Because I see people use this as their breakfast, lunch, or dinner. And I don't know which ones you guys would choose to use for. Is it going to be your breakfast or your snack or whatever?
No, like I said, for me, I'll just stick to the breakfast smoothies, because I think I prefer the like the frozen ones. You know, like I like to sometimes almost like those things that you get
when you add ice. Yeah, to yeah. Thing? Or like when you add like frozen vegetable. Well, I mean fruit.
Yeah, you know when you go to 7-Eleven and you get those. What are those called? From the machine, and it comes all like
slushy.
Yeah. Yes, that's the word.
Oh, okay.
I like my smoothies to be slushy. I don't want it like, I don't know. I've tried other smoothies that are too smooth. At that point, it just tastes like you're drinking some juice, not a smoothie. Mm. I don't know.
What about a hot smoothie?
That sounds gross.
Like ew.
You're drinking soup.
What? What's wrong with that, guys? Come
dude,
on,
that's
man.
Soup. That's literally soup.
I don't know, but based on science, right?
Okay.
Like,
I'm listening.
Eating cold stuff like in the morning is won't be good for your bacteria in your stomach.
Okay.
And I was thinking maybe I could make some hot smoothie and try it out.
You're making soup.
You're making soup.
You
literally.
Can't just change
the definition of soup.
Hey, man, if you put hot water
with whatever
powder you got, suppose oatmeal, right?
Okay.
And then you put strawberry, banana, and some kale to it. It's still smoothie, but a little bit hot compared to cold.
Did you just say oatmeal?
Yes.
Girl,
I'm not gonna lie, that sounds disgusting.
That sounds really bad.
Guys, come on! It's not gonna be that bad.
There's no way that you can eat that for a week.
I don't know if you guys have seen the movie The Thomas Crown Affair, but in there's a lady that's like looking for a painting.
Okay.
And then in one of the scenes, she's drinking like this green stuff that's got like balls of something in it that's like flop into the cup as she's pouring it. That's what I think of when you are referring to your smoothie that you're making.
No. And I was thinking to put that boiled egg in there too.
No way. You can maybe get away with like oatmeal and maybe boiled egg, but even that.
Yeah, what? Who mixes oatmeal with boiled eggs?
Hey man, you're looking at that guy right now. I want to try it.
You're not making. I mean, yeah, that's fine. Try it. Let us know what happens. Okay. I'm
what if it's actually
now.
A become a healthy choice?
I mean,
and I can, I can become a guru, man.
It could be.
I'd rather be unhealthy.
You could also like do oatmeal with like, but at that point it's not a smoothie. You see what I'm saying?
I see.
So a smoothie would have to be with some sort of fruits being the main. Yeah, with
strawberry and banana to it.
Not with eggs, bruh.
Bruh, it got me nice.
Have you had an egg and then had strawberry?
Just let him live his dream. Just let him mix
eggs. Hey man, with I'm bananas. A peacock. You gotta let me fly, okay? Yeah. You gotta let me like dream.
Okay, I'll let you.
Don't let dream be dream. Just do it.
Okay, fair enough. Well, just let us know how that tastes. I think I'm gonna do a
exactly.
Very green, you're going leafy first next podcast.
What's that?
You're gonna tell us exactly what you put in that smoothie, and I swear to God, if I don't hear egg in that smoothie, we're kicking off.
What? It's gonna be nice, man. I'm gonna put a boiled egg to it.
Yeah. Do that. I'm curious to see what you think.
Oh yikes!
Yes.
I want pictures.
It's gonna be nice.
I want pictures when you fill up the cup and then when it's empty.
All right.
No, I want pictures of you drinking it.
I need a video.
Not just those two pictures.
Yeah, of course. Video. I'm gonna drink it. I'm not gonna let anybody drink it. Nobody gonna. All right. As like soon as I say it says some egg in it, nobody gonna like put their mouth into the thing and drink
no
it.
No way.
Okay? I'm gonna try it out, okay. And I'm gonna become the first cat to do it. And I think this is gonna be a trend, guys. If people listen to it and try it, they'd be like, "Yeah, this guy is right."
Nutritional wise, I think it's very good for you, but not together.
I'm gonna make sure it tastes good. I'm gonna make sure I post the ingredient if it tastes good.
Nice.
I mean, to be frank, Miguel, if he puts enough like banana and enough strawberry in it, he can completely hide the taste of an egg. You know, you'd never even know the egg was in
there. Oh no!
Like it just depends. Like you
oatmeal,
can get tricked.
Right? Oatmeal, uh-huh. Right?
I mean, oatmeal is kind of harder to hide because you still get like the crunch unless like you let it sit
there
for a
while. Yeah, that's why the crunch gonna cover the boiled egg, right? And then you put some kale into it, and it's gonna be
I'm
green,
literally
right?
Gagging as you're describing this.
And then you're gonna put some strawberry banana to it, and then a little bit like almond milk,
mm-hmm.
Almond milk.
Of course,
right?
It's almond milk.
Of course. You put it in there, you spin it. It's gonna look greenish.
It's gonna look brown.
Oh boy.
Oh gosh, it won't be brown because. I don't know, man. It's gonna be good.
It'll be brown eventually, trust me.
It's gonna be brown eventually when it comes out.
I mean, let's just say I'm very excited for this challenge.
Yes.
Yeah, let's see what happens.
Yeah, man.
All right,
yeah.
So just to recuperate again. So 5 ingredients, we have to make a smoothie.
Got it.
At least 5 ingredients. Perfect. You can put more. Don't worry about the next.
All right.
I dig it. Alright guys.
Alright. Well, that's it for today, I guess.
Alright, thank you guys for listening. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.